This slide shows our complete structure, demonstrating both the mode of association of each histone octamer with DNA, and also the manner in which adjacent octamers are aligned and spaced, so that the negatively charged DNA has a continuous association with positively charged histone octamers from one end of the chromosome to the other. If you are interested in looking more closely, you can stop the nucleosome rotation in this slide anytime with a mouse click, which acts as a toggle switch to start and stop the motion. If you do, that is, if you look closely, you'll note that each of the four strands of tetraplex DNA has histone beta strands of one color only on one side and another color only on the opposite side. For example, if you focus your attention on the DNA tetraplex associated with H2A, H2B, you'll see only green H2A beta strands on one side of the DNA, and only blue H2B beta strands on the other. If you follow any one of the histone subunit N termini to the extremity of its beta strand, you'll see that the same colored beta strand of the next octamer picks up where the first one leaves off, with only a small gap. Now, if you've been thinking about this structure as we've been going along, you will undoubtedly have been wondering just what exactly are those four tetramers of DNA. Are they simply four parallel but otherwise unrelated DNA units? Or are they perhaps ultimately connected so that they're really one long folded structure of some sort? Or could it be even remotely plausible that they actually include the DNA of both homologous chromosomes of the diploid pairs? At one point, I seriously considered the last suggestion, namely that DNA from homologous chromosomes might actually be mounted on the same nucleosome. That would greatly facilitate recombination, but it would greatly complicate replication. After long deliberation, I concluded that it was too unlikely to consider further. My best guess as to the identity of the many DNA strands shown here is that they are indeed all from the same chromosome, and hence that they represent a single duplex of DNA which has merely been elaborately folded. When we get to the subject of higher order chromatin structure, I'll explain how this might work. For now, however, the time has come to show how this structure was derived.